Update, Lori Loughlin, the college admissions scandal. Ready to face their fate. As the Full House actress and her husband face their upcoming court date, the family remain united and hopeful for their future. They believe they can beat this. Charges of mail fraud and money laundering weren't about to put a damper on Lori Loughlin's 55th birthday. Despite facing up to 20 years in prison as part of the massive college admissions cheating scandal, she and her husband, fashion designer Jay Massimo Giannulli, went to church and then gathered with a small group of friends and their two daughters, Isabella Rose, 20, and YouTube star Olivia Jade, who's 19, to celebrate. But that calm, life-as-usual demeanor is just a front, say those close to the actress. A legal source familiar with the Loughlin and Giannulli situation describes the Full House star as panicking behind closed doors as she awaits her fate in a future that could involve decades in prison. Lori's obsessing over every detail of the case. She's not working. She's not doing anything. She's just reading the files again and again, the source explains. The family was told to remove their Google alerts and stop searching their names because it's not good for them to see what's being said. But this is a full-time concern of hers. The couple's once charmed life in Beverly Hills was turned upside down on March 12 when the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts announced it had indicted Loughlin and Giannulli, 56, in the shocking nationwide scam dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. The pair and their nearly 50 other parents, coaches, exam proctors, and admissions counselors are accused of such actions as paying for boosted SAT scores, lying about the students' athletic skills in order to gain them acceptance to elite colleges including Yale, Georgetown, and Stanford. And Loughlin and Giannulli allegedly paid $500,000 to admissions consultant William Rick Singer to falsely designate daughters Olivia and Isabella as recruits to the University of Southern California crew team, though neither actually participate in the sport. While 14 defendants, including actress Felicity Huffman, agreed to plead guilty in April, Loughlin and Giannulli declined a plea deal. They weren't ready to accept that, says the legal source, who also notes the couple have resisted any deals that would result in jail time.